Somebody who leaves a lot of money lying around, particularly keys lying around.
He's very careless.
Yeah.
And stupid. I use that expression.
Said to someone who really nothing wrong with the person, but he just acts kind of, he says, nothing really wrong with him, he acts kind of
weird.
Anything else you might use there?
Spastic.
Would you ever use peculiar, maybe?
Yes, that's a good word, strange.
Would you ever use we acts kind of queer there?
No, because it has bad connotation.
Did it always have bad connotation?
No. Gay didn't either. Well, I used to be singing the song, we're happy and gay, but we won't sing that song anymore because it has some bad connotation.
When
I was a senior in high school, I remember our junior before we went to service. I never heard of that term before. We're in an isolated place down here, and never even heard of a person who was that condition, and I'm talking about the service.
You know, most older people, the word still has a negative connotation.
It does, yeah. That's right. It does to me now, because I associate with a lot of kids, and or for them, any word which, I've used a word in the classroom, it's a real queer situation, I laugh like, you know.
Yeah.
And, you learn from the kids.
A person who is very sure of his own ways, say you can't make him change his mind, you argue with him all day, we can't make him change his mind, you say he's very foreign.
Well, there's a couple words there. When you say he's hard-headed, as the old expression, he's very stilted? No, not stilted. Set in his ways. That's trying to be used. Hard-headed is a good word.
You ever hear any like animal combinations like mule-headed?
Yes, I've heard that.
Pig-headed.
That sounds bad now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And somebody you can't.
Well, he loses his temper. Okay, edgy.
And you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad, upset.
And when somebody's about to lose his temper, you might say, just keep
it cool.
Say you've been working very hard, you come in and you say, I'm very what?
Tired.
Anything else you might use, any other terms you might use there?
Fagged out. I may say I'm pooped. Yeah.
Would you ever use, if you use wear out, what would you say there?
I'm worn out. It means I am really tired, I've been working hard. I may say that. I'm worn out from all this physical exercise.
That's about as tired as you can be.
Rest bad, yes.
And say a person's been quite well, and you hear this suddenly, he has some disease, you would say, just last week he
was in good shape, but now he is fatally ill.
Would you ever say they ever got sick or took sick? Or?
No, I wouldn't use that expression. I might have one time, I know more though. I've become semi-cultured now in my old age.
That's the...
funny.
Somebody sits in a draft, cool air, he might do what he might.
He might get a cold, or he might,
If it affects his voice, he might become.
Maybe hoarse.
Or it might cause him to
cough, sneeze.
You might come home and say, better go to bed, I'm feeling a little.
Oh, drowsy.
Yeah.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up and
and you might say, my daughter has to better go wake up. The daughter of I'll come back to